Well, so we know that Donald Trump is the target of Special Counsel Jack Smith related to Trump's actions regarding the 2020 election. You know, things like talking to state electors and canvassers and claiming fraud and the January 6th riot, those things. Trump maintains his actions surrounding the elections were a legal part of his normal actions as the chief executive, as the president of the United States. So his legal team, Kevin, is arguing for absolute immunity for Donald Trump. And that's what he argued yesterday in the D.C. Court of Appeals.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by this, the whole idea of this immunity. Should the president have immunity to do their job? Generally, I think yes. But absolute immunity from anything? I don't think so. So I want to watch the argument, see how this thing plays out. I got the sense that the justices were a little skeptical of some of Donald Trump's arguments yesterday. Biden's attorneys or Trump's attorneys came out and said, big victory, because we got them to admit that if Joe Biden had to do a drone strike, that he would expect immunity for ordering a drone strike that led to the result of deaths or whatever.
Right.
I don't know if that's a big victory or not. We're going to have to, you know, that's the difference. Like total immunity from anything, that sounds like in the course of doing your job, you ordered a drone strike. That might be very different than something that is outside of the parameters of doing your job.
Yeah, so what are the legal parameters? That's the real question here. That's the premise of this.
That's what's going on. Let's bring in Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great.
Appreciate
it. After Monday's victory.
Yeah, that was great. So good. So how do judges distinguish between lawful actions and potential criminal acts when we're talking about a president and the actions they take while in office?
Well, here that, you know, Hamilton said you can't prosecute a sitting president. He didn't say in the Federalist Papers that you couldn't prosecute a former president. So the big case they keep on citing to is that of Nixon. And in fact, Nixon, I think, is going to be used that case by the prosecution because Nixon was compelled and forced, mandated by the Supreme Court to turn over the tapes. That in a criminal case, I think the argument that Trump's lawyers put was a convoluted argument, conflating two issues, trying to mix things up and get a Hail Mary here. They say on one hand there is absolute immunity. Well, that is true on civil cases. On all civil cases, that is in fact true. During the course and act and scope of your job. On criminal cases, not so much. They concede that if there was a impeachment hearing and the Senate then voted to convict, then, yeah, President Trump could be prosecuted for criminal acts. I don't think that argument wins. I listened to the argument with the judges this morning. And candidly, they were, you hit the nail on the head. They were more than skeptical. They used the analogies, Kevin, that you were pointing to. Well, if a president ordered, an opponent to be assassinated by SEAL Team 6, or he sold pardons to criminal convictions and got the cash, for selling those, could he be prosecuted? And ultimately, the Trump team said yes, if there was that condition precedent, that being the conviction by the Senate. I just don't see that argument working. And clearly, if you just can't imagine that if someone would be above the law for committing criminal acts. I understand the scope and course of doing business in the president's seat and the power for which that carries, and you don't want to have fear of talking to colleagues, fear of talking to high-ranking officials and making decisions with some guillotine over your head of a prosecution. So I understand that in the scope of work. But when you go outside of the scope of work, and there was Judge Henderson, who was a Bush appointee, said, you know, it's paradoxical to me, she says, basically that you swear and take an oath to abide and uphold the Constitution and the laws of the country, and yet you're saying you can violate federal criminal laws.
So Trump's,
the two don't go together.
Trump's attorney comes out and says, look, if they allow for this, then every president going forward will be charged. As soon as they're out of office, something will be found in order to charge them criminally. It'll be prosecution after prosecution of former presidents. Is that a legal argument or is that a political argument?
I think he's making more of a political argument there. And I think you can see the takeaway from this. Trump doesn't have to be at the hearing. He doesn't. In matter of fact, arguing in the Court of Appeals, both in federal and state courts, I've never had a client sit up at the table with me in any kind of argument for an appeal. So I can see here he's using this. He's using this and not being in Iowa. He's using to blend, if you will, the criminal case to get the base going for him, that this is criminal prosecution, this is criminal political prosecution, and I think he's trying to blend this to fan the base for him. And hey, who knows? I mean, the odds on right now is that he's going to be the nominee, and you know, all bets are off. If he does get elected, all the prosecutions are going to be at a stay for the most part.
Yeah, you know, to me, there's a big difference between, like, so this question of what if Trump targets a political opponent by taking him out with an assassin from SEAL Team 6? That's a big difference to, you know, Trump telling his supporters to peacefully protest against what he perceived to be fraud. And he argues the latter point there is part of his normal course of work as being criminalized because he's the chief executive. Isn't that really the immunity argument versus what if he goes out and murders somebody?
Yeah, so there is a fact question, and the question that's for a jury to decide. But I hear where you're going. He made the argument, Sauer did, that in one of the prongs of their case, that the January 6th of Trump doing social media, you know, sending out messages over social media to go to the Capitol, to do these things at the Capitol, was all in the scope and course of his job. Well, isn't that a fact question to have determined by a jury of whether or not he obstructed the, that's what he's charged with, four counts of obstruction, of conspiracy to obstruct the 2020 election. So I would suspect that, you bring up a really big point of whether or not it's even ripe for the Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court to hear this, because that would be a fact question to me.
Yeah.
You know,
unfortunately, we got to leave it there, Todd, because we're out of time. Yeah. Got a hard out here, but I really appreciate, as always, your insight on this. It's a lot of legal matters at play here. Appreciate it very much, Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. Todd, thanks so much.
Great being with you. Great being with you guys. Thanks.